From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Most people who give large sums of money late in life hope to achieve some good. That's certainly the case for 90-year-old Joseph Zilber. He recently pledged $50 million to help revive low-income neighborhoods in Milwaukee. That's on top of the $60 million he gave to various city organizations last year. Still, giving the money is just a starting point to solving Milwaukee's entrenched problems. For that story, here's Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Joseph Zilber grew up in a poorer neighborhood on the north side of Milwaukee. He eventually struck it rich in real estate, both in Milwaukee and in some Sunbelt states. He's still very active in the business community here, though now a bit more frail. Zilber says a few years ago, he and his now deceased wife decided they would leave their remaining assets to their family foundation.
And I tell you, one day I woke up and said to myself, hell, I'm 90 years old, or going to be 90 years old, and instead of leaving it to all the trustees to give away, I said, I'd like to have the fun of giving it away myself.
In his latest philanthropic effort, Joseph Zilber is not only giving $50 million of his own money to Milwaukee, but trying to leverage it to raise another $150 million from private donors. Zilber says he wants to bypass government spending.
There seems somehow or other when government gets involved, it's hard. It's very hard for them. When we're involved, you can control it.
Todd Cohen edits the online site Philanthropy Journal. He says Zilber joins the ranks of big donors in cities like Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Greensboro, North Carolina, where private funders are trying to fix what ails their cities.
Money talks. I mean, money definitely talks. And this is a time when public funds are scarce and getting scarcer. Just the war in Iraq is consuming funds that might otherwise be going to address problems in our communities.
Cohen says big private donations are often a catalyst for others to get involved. And here in Milwaukee, Zilber has appointed some prominent business leaders to work on his neighborhood initiative. But events of the last week in Milwaukee seem to crystallize the challenge of revitalizing a city that has long had problems with poverty and homicide.
This holiday weekend has been no holiday for homicide in the city of Milwaukee. Six homicides on Friday have kept our homicide squad busy and our police department focused.
That's Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn describing multiple shootings in the city on July 4th. The toll included four people killed and two wounded outside a house party about a mile from where Joseph Zilber grew up.
I've got surprises! I got a game! Anybody want to play?
At a Stop the Violence block party the day after the shootings, inner city residents discussed the killings and Joseph Zilber's philanthropic plans. Deborah Pfeiffer, whose son was killed in a shooting 5 years ago, says more jobs are needed, as are programs providing housing assistance. Pfeiffer says she's optimistic, though, that Zilber's initiative can make a difference.
But it has to be coupled with education, because, I mean, if you gave me $1 billion and I didn't have the financing savvy to know what to do with it, then, you know, a couple of years from now, I'd be broke.
Elizabeth Boris studies philanthropic efforts for the Urban Institute and says Zilber's initiative will only succeed with community input.
Making sure that this is sensitively done and, you know, in the long run, if there's not buy-in, the project won't work.
A former official of the MacArthur Foundation in Chicago is helping Joseph Zilber develop a strategic plan for his Milwaukee neighborhood initiative, and the first grants may be announced in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.